From Streamline Publishing and the Radio and Television Business Report, welcome to another great Hispanic radio podcast. My name is Adam R. Jacobson. I'm coming to you this time from Hollywood, California. We are attending the Culture Marketing Council's 2018 conference, and we have some wonderful things going on in terms of knowledge and insight that could pretty much help you, the individual that might be considering entry into Hispanic radio. With me today is Isabella Sanchez. She is with Zuby Advertising. Welcome.
Correct. Thank you. Thank
what is your title these days?
Vice President of Media Integration.
So media integration is something that is a very important topic for us today because we're going to talk about the mindset of the advertiser and the advertising client when doing the Hispanic media buy and whether or not radio is an important part of the equation at the start of the process or does it take some education and finesse to get it to the end of the process. So my first question to you, Lisa, is when you're talking about the media mix,
right,
where does radio come in terms of the whole Hispanic media buy right now?
Okay. So every media plan begins the same way. It's a discovery of with research of what the consumer does, so the particular target audience in terms of how old they are, what are their media habits. And once we do that, we're uncovering what is the best place and form to reach consumers. So radio always rises to the top on almost every single demographic. Actually, no, I'll change that to say every demographic. There isn't a single demographic that's not engaged with
young,
media.
Old.
Yeah, with all of them. Of course, doing different things with audio, let's call it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it is one of the media types that still transcends every age group.
So within that, is there a specific format that then you would break it down to? Putting it into an English language media perspective, you have top 40, you have country,
right,
you have sports. Is it just, okay, Hispanic radio? Or do you have to even look within that to say, okay, now you want Hispanic radio, we can then finesse the buy even more?
Absolutely. So it depends, of course, on the product, the geographies that we're talking about, whether we're going after a specific market, right? So out here in LA, right, the number one format is regional Mexican, and actually regional Mexican music is the number one format in the country, similar to the way country is in the general market, right? So very similar.
Yes.
But the formats, right, that becomes a little bit more of the technical approach. Once we are establishing, yes, radio plays an important role in the media mix and what we want to communicate. Mm-hmm. So, and then once we do that, then we're getting to, okay, well, what are we going to do with radio? How are we going to be different from every other competitor and maybe break through so that the messages resonate?
The ad dollars that we see, both in the total market and in the Hispanic market, tend to gravitate toward television.
Mm-hmm.
So where does radio fit in? Is there like a certain mix that, in your opinion, is the right mix for radio? Does it revolve around certain programming? I mean, just again, tell me how radio kind of marries into all of the other media when we're trying to get people to do Hispanic, because getting the Hispanic buy is one thing,
right,
but getting it to radio is a whole other thing.
Sure, sure. So again, it depends on the client, the product, the life stage, many factors. TV has the inherent advantage of that folks automatically think TV because of the visual nature.
Mm-hmm.
And digital, of course, plays along with that too, right? Because clients especially, they like to see their product. And so radio is magical in many, many ways, but one has to work a little bit harder to convince the client that that same message, whatever it is in terms of brand attributes and things that want to persuade and be appropriate for the plan, that's a bit more of an intuition of how you do that with audio only, without the visual.
Are you working with clients right now, and in particular in radio? Obviously, you're working with clients
right now. Absolutely.
So
yeah.
Does that involve radio?
Yes. So I'm lucky enough to work with Ford Division, as well as the Ford Dealer Associations out here in California. And radio plays a very important part of our mix in terms of for both upper funnel and lower funnel metrics, and it's been very successful.
And with Ford in particular, that is on a national level?
It's both.
Ford Dealer Association is Southern California?
Right. But even division, so it depends on the nameplate, right? So there are things that we're doing nationally in radio, and then there's also things that we're honing in on specific geographies.
Mm-hmm.
Again, depending on what product we're launching, what the life stage is, what time of year it is, what's going on. There's a lot of different things.
And in your conversations with Ford, have they mentioned anything about radio in particular? Or the, I mean, is it just kind of quiet satisfaction?
No. They're very well aware of the success, the importance, and the engagement that the consumer has in terms of how important the role of radio or audio in general, and not just music. I mean, we always explain to our clients that music's an important part, but it's all about the content. There are things on Spanish language radio that don't exist on English language radio. And so that's why not over 90% of Hispanics are engaging in radio on a regular basis, and the majority of them do some level of Spanish at some point. Again, it's music is what everyone talks about, but even sports. Now, you know, the World Cup is coming up, right? In a few weeks, everyone's going to be, yes, they'll watch on TV, but there's going to be millions of people as well listening to Andres Cantor with his Football de Primera radio show.
Exactly.
So that you can't get anywhere else. So it's
and
all about
that
content.
That was covered in our last episode here on the Hispanic Radio Podcast. Before we close, I just wanted to bring the conversation back to perhaps some other clients that you're working with or historically have worked with in terms of radio. Has the paradigm shifted in the Hispanic market to the same extent as it has in the general market with streaming audio? I mean, there's Pandora, there's YouTube, we see Spotify, but you mentioned something earlier in this podcast about content being so unique in the Hispanic market. Yes, we see streaming audio cutting in, but I don't see it to the same extent.
Not at all. And Nielsen's last report that they put out every year on trends, Hispanic podcast percentage usage is, I want to say it was around 11%, where the national average is something around 13%. And don't quote me on the numbers, but it was around those ranges. So Hispanics are under-indexing right now on that content, which obviously provides a great opportunity for content. But Hispanics still listen to tons of terrestrial radio every day. Somewhat streaming, of course, as well, Pandora, Spotify, and the other platforms, Euphoria. But there's a good balance of everything that's evolving.
What do you listen to? Do you listen to any Hispanic radio?
I do. So
music?
I live in Miami. So I'm a big fan of Amor and Romance. So I'm, you know, a bit of a traditionalist in that form. But when I'm in the car with my husband, he is Colombian, and we listen to ESPN Deportes, Caracol, Andres's Daily Show. I mean, there's so much content there as well. News is part of it too. So yes.
So you do listen to news in Espanol?
See. It's because the content, you don't get them. If I want to know what's going on in Spain, I'm not really going to probably hear that on general market radio, English language radio.
Any closing thoughts that you have?
No, I think radio is an amazing, powerful platform. And, you know, we specific clients that are in the retail industry. So whether that's the dealers or other brands that I've worked on in the past, there is a store owner out there that'll tell you that they don't see the immediate effects once they're on radio. They're on radio and folks come into the store. If you invite them to come,
okay, well, that's going to do it for us. We are here in Hollywood, California. I want to thank once again my guest, Isabella Sanchez. And this is a presentation of Stream Public, copyright 2018. And you're hearing it exclusively on the Radio and Television Business Report website at rbr.com, at hispanicradioconference.com, and at radioinc.com, also distributed by Hispanic Ad. And on that note, make a note to attend the 2019 Hispanic Radio Conference. That will be in Doral, California. Doral, Florida?
Florida.
Yes. We're in Hollywood, California. We'll be in Doral, Florida in March of 2019. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.